Michael Amos.
Here we go.
Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
Met Gala's unofficial HQ takes pampering to a whole new level.
It takes a special kind of head concierge to keep Anna Wintour's preferred hotel running like clockwork.
By Lila Raptopoulos.
The Financial Times, Friday, May 1st, 2026.
The Mark Hotel on Manhattan's Upper East Side was deemed number 43 on the world's best hotels list last year.
The hotel caters to the extreme VIPs attending the Met Gala, with their lobby serving as the red carpet before the red carpet.
One of the rules to being a good concierge is to have 100% curiosity and zero judgment.
Most of us reserve compassion for those who need them.
You have to love your guests.
You have to love them?
Yes, you just do.
The best things in life are free.
And now, here is Like Family, written by Raban Luyak, directed by Aaron Soler, performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, May 4th, 2026.
Thank you for spending your last days with us.
Oh, you look wonderful today, Mary.
Thank you, Mrs. Sharma.
Just gorgeous.
Thank you, Mrs. Sharma.
Just gorgeous.
Thank you, Mrs. Sharma.
Just gorgeous.
Thank you,
Have
Mrs.
Have you had breakfast?
Yes, Mrs.
Make sure you eat breakfast.
Yes, Mrs.
Do you know why?
Why, Mrs. Sharma?
Could you be a dear and get me 4 bouquets of foxtail orchids?
Yes, Mrs. Sharma.
Have you told me you love me yet?
At the H, we love our guests like family.
Even though you're just saying that, it means so much to me.
And me, Mrs. Sharma.
Stay strong, my love. Call me for the flowers.
I will, Mrs. Sharma. You just told me. What do you care? Those flowers are impossible to get. I don't love you.
Yes.
Mr. Mendelson, my name is Marianne. I'm the head concierge here. At the H, we treat our guests like family. Every day here is your last day, and what better to spend a last day than with family?
I'm a little scared.
It's very natural to be scared. Death can be frightening. But at the H, we ensure the most comfortable possible stay in this world for your transition into the next. We have arranged everything for you according to your wishes. Casket, music, letterhead, a live poetry reading.
I have a bad feeling about this. Will you stay with me for a while?
Of course. Excuse me, I have to go assist another guest.
Bye. Marianne!
It's me.
Come in!
At the H, we love our guests like family. I'm sorry for leaving you yesterday. Are you feeling any better?
Much better.
That's great.
Much better.
That's great.
It was a little moment of weakness.
It happens.
Did Ephraim call? My son.
I'm afraid nobody called for you yet, Mr. Mendelson.
Call me Bernie.
I'm afraid nobody called for you yet, Bernie.
Will you let me know when my son calls?
Right away.
Marianne!
Jesus Christ.
Excuse me, I have to go.
Go, go.
Bernie?
Come in.
Good morning again. At the H, we love our guests like family. Today, I brought you your breakfast here since we couldn't move your bed down anymore. Too many machines and drips. Doctor's orders.
Thank you.
Ephraim hasn't called yet, I'm afraid.
He won't.
Oh. May I ask a personal question?
Of course.
Why?
Because He wised up. We haven't spoken in 8 years.
I'm sure it's complicated.
Thank you. People usually say, how horrible, or nobody deserves that, or it is a child's duty to respect their parents. Says who? Everyone can think of an example where the opposite is true. Zeus's father, Cronos, ate his own children to thwart a prophecy that he would be killed by Zeus. They only survived because their mother tricked Cronos into eating a stone instead. Should Zeus have returned on his knees, begging his father for love? Please, father, I understand why you wanted to eat me. I do apologize for being named in the prophecy and for my mother tricking you into eating the stone. You must have terrible indigestion. I brought you some Pepto-Bismol. No! He overthrew him, as he should, and castrated him, as he should.
I don't think you're Cronos.
Too handsome.
Quite.
Can I ask you a personal question?
There are no secrets.
How do you deal with bad guests?
There are no bad guests.
Of course there are.
Of course. Off the record?
Of course.
I have a technique.
Do tell.
I have a hard drive in my head, right behind the eyes. When I'm with certain guests, depending on how they behave, the hard drive kicks in. It takes over from the eyes and records everything. All input is diverted to the hard drive, away from my brain and from my heart. It's a technique I learned very early in my life to cope with trauma. It's not foolproof, unfortunately. In my 20s, I realized that the drive has a maximum capacity. If you don't empty it, it can blow up. Usually, when you weasel on it, least want it to. Emotional nitroglycerin.
I think I'm familiar.
It turns out the fix is simple. Periodically empty the drive. The sooner the better. Nowadays, as soon as the guests are gone, I find a secluded space and empty the disk. It fills my brain and my heart. I react however I want to, and I go on my way. I would call it healthy.
I know some people who I wish had learned your technique. How do you know how to react in the moment? You say your eyes and ears are blocked from your brain. Where do you get your reactions?
I have another disc. Ah! With pre-programmed behaviors and scenarios. I pick one and play it back. The people who cause these situations usually aren't even looking for a genuine response, so it fits nicely.
Emotional nitroglycerin. I would never have thought you hide it well.
When the drive is full, there is no hiding.
Are you recording now?
At the H, we love our guests like family.
Very witty.
No, I'm not recording now. I never record with you.
You don't?
No. I guess I don't.
Well, maybe you should start.
Ha ha, very witty. I guess I feel safe with you.
Security, help. One of your employees is showing vulnerability. It's disgusting and I'm scared.
I can see why Ephraim hasn't come back. Can I ask you a personal question?
Absolutely not.
Oh, of course. Oh no, excuse me.
Bye.
Mr. Mendelsohn.
Marianne.
At the H, we love our guests like family. Good morning. How are you feeling today?
Grand.
I brought you a copy of this wonderful book, Gods and Heroes of Ancient Greece.
Thank you.
Have a beautiful day.
Stay a while.
Are you sure?
Of course. You wanted to ask me a personal question.
It's nothing.
It was about Ephraim.
Yes, well...
You want to know why he hates me?
I suppose.
His mother taught him well, that's why. Clear head on his shoulders. Became a man, looked back at how I treated his mother. Realized nobody should treat a woman that way. Made his choice and stands by it. Strong as an ox, physically and mentally, didn't get any of that from me. Maybe he isn't mine, after all. Joke!
I see.
I'm sorry for snapping at you yesterday.
There's no need to apologize.
I'm afraid of dying.
At the H, we love our guests like family.
Thank you.
You're family to me, Bernie.
You're family to me too, Marianne.
Oh, the humanity!
Excuse me, I...
Go.
Hi, Bernie. Good morning. Bernie? Room 13. Room 14. Room 15. Occupant passed away. Room prepared for next guest. Remains moved to cold storage. Thank you for spending your last days with us. How can I help today?
You look wonderful today, Mary.
Thank you, Mrs. Sharma.
Just gorgeous.
Thank you, Mrs. Sharma.
Just gorgeous.
Thank you, Mrs. Sharma.
Just gorgeous.
Thank you, Mrs.
How does my hair look?
It looks wonderful, Mrs. Sharma.
Thank you. I'm so unhappy with it. Could you arrange a hairdresser from Mumbai to help me with this, please? These Ahmedabad hairdressers have good personality, but lagging skills.
Of course, Mrs. Sharma.
Thank you, Marianne. I love you.
At the H, we love our guests like family.
This has been Like Family, written by Raban Luyat, directed by Aaron Soler, featuring Rebecca Balmer, Ren Phoenix, and Urge Avias. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, May 4th, 2026. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram and find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.